Inshallah, before I start, if the brothers inshallah can stand up and make their rows as if we are making the rows for salah, inshallah. Whatever gaps you see, inshallah, please fill them up. Inshallah, if you can. If you see a gap in front of you, please just move forward as if you are making the rows for salah, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. Please, this space here as well, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan for your cooperation. Brothers at the back, inshallah, if you can move forward, the more forward you are, closer to the imam, the more reward it is as well, inshallah. We should be greedy for rewards as well, inshallah. We should be greedy for reward as well, because that is the thing which will come with us in our graves and which will help us on the day of judgment. Every single good deed will be valuable, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه الأتقياء أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون صدق الله العظيم. Respected and honorable elders, young brothers and sisters who may be listening at home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We should first and foremost, from the depth of our hearts, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that once again He enabled us to witness and to benefit from the month of Ramadan. There were many people who we know who were with us last Ramadan, but they were unable to be with us this Ramadan because their time was up. A time will come when our time will be up as well. We just don't know. Once the Prophet ﷺ gave an advice to a Sahabi, to a companion, and it was a very beautiful advice. He said, صَلِّ صَلَاتًا مُوَدِّعٍ. Perform every salah as if it is your farewell salah. Subhanallah. What beautiful advice. And we can use this analogy for every act of worship. Rasulullah ﷺ said, every time you perform salah, just imagine that it is your last salah and that you know that you will die after that salah and you will not have an opportunity to perform the next salah. If this is the mindset of a person, then imagine what quality that salah will be. Do we understand? So if we know, example, if we know that this is our last salah, we will not be able to perform Jummah salah today because we are going to die. This is an example, okay? Then this very salah, we will perform it with so much concentration, so much devotion, concentration of the mind and the body, and our ruku will be long, our sujood will be long, because we know this is our last salah. So Rasulullah ﷺ gave this advice to a companion, and in reality that advice is for all of us. When you perform salah with the intention as if it is your last salah, and then see the quality of your salah. Likewise, every time Ramadan comes, we should think to ourselves, oh, maybe this could be my last Ramadan. Maybe this could be my last Ramadan. Let me make it the best Ramadan I can possible. Because in reality, we don't know whether we will be alive to witness the next Ramadan. The next Ramadan will come for sure. But whether we will be there or not, we don't know. Anyway, We make dua that Allah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah the Almighty accepts all of our du'as we made in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our ibadat which we did in the month of Ramadan. My dear brothers, only Allah knows whether our acts of worship were accepted or not, only He knows. But we should be optimistic that inshallah Allah will accept it. We should always be optimistic. Remember, in life, Shaitan will always try and deceive us. Shaitan will always make us think negative. That is his job. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a hadith Qudsi, Ana inda dhanna abdi bi. This is hadith Qudsi. Allah ta'ala says, mere bande ke ghuman ke aitibar se main faisla karunga. Main mere bande ke ghuman ke barabar faisla karunga. I will make a decision according to how my servant thinks of me. Then that means, how should we think in regards to Allah? We should always think positive in regards to Allah. We shouldn't think, oh, maybe, will he not? No, Allah will. Not, will Allah accept my du'as or not? Will he? No. We should be positive. Inshallah, Allah will accept my du'as. So always think positive in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like I said, whether our a'mal, our ibadat is accepted or not, but the scholars say that one sign whether our ibadat, our worship was accepted in Ramadan or not, one sign is whether we continue doing those things even after Ramadan. My dear brothers and sisters, listen at home. Whatever ibadat and acts of worship we may have done in Ramadan was only for Allah. Yes or no? Only for Allah. Only to please Allah. Nothing else. Not to please anybody else. Is not the same Allah present after Ramadan? Or is there a different Allah after Ramadan? It's the same Allah. It's humor, but unfortunately our actions don't speak like that. MashaAllah, every single one of us, including myself, we have to really, really ask ourselves, how did I behave in Ramadan? Did I not stop sinning, or did I not stop doing certain things in Ramadan which I was doing before Ramadan? You know, different people have different habits, bad habits. But when it comes to Ramadan, for some reason they can stop that bad habit. So the question is, if you can stop in the month of Ramadan, then you have proven to yourself that you can do it even after Ramadan. Because Allah, the whole, you see, the month of Ramadan is a training ground, is a month of training where we train our stomachs, where we train our eyes, we train our ears, we train our hearts. What does that mean? We train our ears in Ramadan by refraining from looking at things which we are not supposed to look at. In Ramadan, we train our ears to stop listening such things which we should not be listening. And that's not just music. We shouldn't be listening to gossip. We shouldn't be listening to backbiting. So on and so forth. So we have trained ourselves in the month of Ramadan. And we have proven to ourselves that yes, I am capable of not disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have proven to myself. If we have proven to ourselves, then surely we can prove to Allah Ta'ala that we can also stop disobeying Him even after Ramadan. The day of Eid, you see, every other day of the year we have 5 times Salah. On Eid day we have 6. You know why? To thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Because one of the things Allah wants us to show and do is to be grateful. If you look at the verse in Surah Baqarah, in the second juz, there are 4 or 5 verses simultaneously, one after another, which talk about Ramadan, which talk about the Quran being revealed, which talks about fasting. And at the end of the verse, Allah says, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see, you know on the Eid day, we should be, you know, when we come to the masjid for Eid Salah, when we go back to home, one of the things we should be doing is Allahu Akbar, Allah, you know, the takbir. We should be glorifying and we should be praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because He allowed us to do all those acts of worship in the month of Ramadan. Now we should praise Him. We should glorify Him. That's why on the day of Eid, we have an extra salah as a token of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why when we come to the masjid for Eid salah, we should be saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Oh Allah, You are the greatest. Allah, You are the greatest. Not money, no position is greater than You. No wealth or asset is greater than You. No love is greater than You. Oh Allah, You are the greatest. We should be repeating this on the way to the masjid for Eid Salah and also going back home as well. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to pass the month of Ramadan and to benefit from the month of Ramadan, Allah ta'ala wants us to be grateful. And there's two ways how we can be grateful. One of the ways of being grateful is by the tongue, orally. We praise Allah, we thank Him by the means of the tongue. And a better way of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the means of our limbs. Through the means of our limbs, we should thank Allah ta'ala. How? We should think of the ni'mah, the blessing of the eyes. What a blessing it is. If we want to know what a great blessing the eyes is, who should we go to? A blind person. If we want to know the value of eyes, there's no science, there's no technology, there's no money, there's no wealth which can give a blind person eyes to see, vision to look at. So that's why if you want to know the value of eyes, go and ask a blind person. So if we want to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the eyes He has given us, we should stop looking at things which are haram. That will truly be a means of appreciating the eyes He has given us. That's just an example. For every single limb of the body, use it correctly. Use it in the obedience of Allah. Don't use it in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِ مِنْ لَذَّاتِ. Remember abundantly the crusher of desires. Who knows what the crusher of desires is? What thing crushes everyone's desires? Anyone? Death. Death. If a person has a habit of constantly remembering the aspect of death, this is another way which will help that person to refrain from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is another way it will help a person to stop sinning. Because they're always thinking of death. My dear brothers, today, all of us, even the young kids, they probably had a bath today morning and they came. Yes, we all had a bath today morning. A day will come when some people will give us a bath. When other people will give us a bath, that day will come as well for sure. Today, mashallah, we are wearing our best attire, our best clothing. A day will come when we will not able to wear clothes, but people will put a shroud with no pockets. A shroud with no pockets. My dear brothers, the reality is, we came to this world empty-handed, and we shall leave this world empty-handed. Whatever you spend today, you will reap on the day of judgment, inshallah. A day will come where, mashallah, today we have put on perfume and itra, A day will come where some people will put itra on our shroud. Today, mashallah, we have come to the masjid walking or in a car. A day will come when people will carry us on their shoulders to the qabrastan, to the cemetery. You know, someone said something very beautifully, that inside salah, in every rakat, there are two sajdas. There are two sajdas in every rakat. The first time we go in sajda, that is to remind us the reality, where we have come from. What is our origin? But hamari asliyat kya hai? Mitti hai na? What is our origin? What is our source of our origin of source? Allah Ta'ala created us from mitti, from mud. The first sajda is to remind us where we came from. What is our reality? The second sajda is to remind us that, oh, by the way, you are going back to the mitti as well. You're going back to the mud as well after we die. And in between the two sajdas, how long do we sit for? How long do we sit for? Few seconds. That is a reminder that our life compared to the hereafter is only a few seconds. Our life, wo bhi sirf samjhane ke liye hai. Wo bhi sirf samjhane ke liye hai. Warna, this life compared to the hereafter is not even a few seconds. Ye to sirf samjhane ke liye bhai. So we should never ever forget why we are here for. We should never ever forget how long we are here for. And our focus should always be the hereafter. That's why Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran so many times, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Allah says the hereafter is better. Better than what? This life. وَأَبْقَى. And it is everlasting compared to this short life which we have. So one of the advices I give myself and you all as well is that, my dear brothers, we tried in the month of Ramadan, we try very hard to pray five times salah. You know, I mentioned just in the previous khutbah, I said on the day of Eid we find out what is the true number of Muslims in a community. We find out because that's how many khutbahs we need. That's when you know how many men they are, how many youngsters they are, how many young boys they are. They come to the masjid. There are so many, you need two khutbahs, three Eid khutbahs, four Eid khutbahs, sometimes five Eid khutbahs. When it comes to salah, the ground floor just about gets filled up. The ground floor just about gets filled up. In reality, we should be having two Fajr namazes. We should be having two Zuhr namazes. Three yes or no? The amount of people they are. You know, once there were some brothers who went from the UK, they went to Palestine, they went to Masjid Aqsa. And they had a very brief conversation with a Jewish soldier. And they got talking, and the Jewish soldier was asking them the situation of the Muslims in the UK. And they were discussing. And then the Jewish soldier said to the Muslims, what is the situation of the Muslims on Fridays? Because Friday is a holy day. They go, yeah, yeah. So he said, what is the situation of your masajids on a Friday? They said, oh, Fridays, our masajids are full. To the brim, they're full. Sometimes we need two Jumma salahs. That's how full they are. He goes, oh, that's very good, that's very good. Then the Jewish soldier said, oh, that's very good. Can you tell me what's the situation of your masajids at Fajr time? At what time? Fajr time. The bichara, that man had to look down and say, yeah, it's okay, we have a few rows. We have a few rows. Then the Jewish soldier said, oh, then there's nothing for us to worry about. That is a powerful, powerful, powerful point he made. What did he say? There's nothing we Jewish people need to worry about the Muslims. If the situation of the Muslims in Fajr Namaz is only a few rows, and Jummah time is full, then they don't know, then the Muslims haven't got their priorities right. That's his point. That's his point, that the Muslims haven't got their priorities right. That means we don't need to worry about the Muslims. Wo kamzor hai, iman ke tibar se kamzor hai. Muslims are weak, they're weak in their faith. May Allah ta'ala help me, help you all to rectify this. Wallahi, the day Fajr namaz becomes full like Jummah namaz, then see the inqilab, then see the change in the Muslim ummah. Bhai, sahi baat hai, ghalat baat hai bhai? Galat ho to batao, main bhi insaan hoon, galti ho jati hai. If we want to see a change as an ummah, that will only come when our Fajr namazes are full like Jummah namazes. Then see how strong the ummah will be. Then see how dare other people raise their eyes at the Muslim ummah. Then see that. Otherwise, the future looks bleak. May Allah ta'ala help us. May Allah protect us. May Allah strengthen our iman. May Allah ta'ala keep us steadfast on the 5-time salah, especially Fajr. Especially Fajr salah. Inshallah, I will very quickly mention the method of Eid salah, because Eid salah only comes twice a year and sometimes we forget the method, inshallah. So the intention is that, you know, mentioning Eid salah is not even farad. Eid namaz is not even farad. According to the Ahnaf, is wajib. According to the other imams, it's only sunnah. But yet we have, mashallah, bucket loads of people coming for Eid salah. So again, it's back to the same point. We, as Muslims, we have to get our priorities right. Anyway, our intention is, I'm praying 2 rakat wajib Eid salah with 6 extra takbirs behind the imam, and then we will say Allahu Akbar. Then we shall read Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarak asmuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. After this, the imam will raise his hands three times. The first time we raise our hands, we shall raise it, drop on the side, like this. Second time we'll raise our hands, drop them on the side. And then the third time we shall raise our hands and fold it again. After that, the imam will read Surah Fatiha and follow it by a surah. And then we shall finish the first rakat. Standing up for the second rakat, the imam will read Surah Fatiha and follow it by a surah. In the second rakat, after imam finishes the surah, then the imam will say 3 times Allahu Akbar. All 3 times we shall raise our hands, drop them on the side. Raise our hands, drop them on the side. Raise our hands, drop them on the side. And then the 4th time, imam says Allahu Akbar, that will be to go into ruku. And then after that, it will be a normal salah, how we complete our salah. Take it. Jazakallah. Inshallah, please stand up, complete the rows, and please switch off your mobiles, inshallah. Complete the rows. There's still lots of spaces in between. If you see a space, please fill it in. Our feet, the same way our body is straight in salah, our both feet should be straight as well, inshallah. Please keep both feet straight in salah. I know people may be not used to it, but it is important that our feet are straight as well, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. And kindly switch off your mobiles. Inshallah, after salah, aise bhai ek bottle pani dijiye, inshallah. Inshallah, after the salah, it is necessary to remain seated and to hear the khutbah, inshallah. Okay. Mil gaya, theek. In Jummah, the khutbah is first, salah is second. For Eid day, salah first, khutbah second. Both we got them today, inshallah. Bhai, wo to dihat ki baat hai. Hum to shehri hain. That's for the people who lived very far away from the masjid, in the villages. We are in the city, mashallah. Logo sirf aadhi saat aadhi baat samajhte hain. Wo Inshallah, Amjad bhai, if you can let me know when to start, inshallah. Inshallah, whilst we're waiting, inshallah, I'll just mention that, alhamdulillah, during the month of Ramadan, we connected to the Quran, all of us. Let us make intention. We will remain connected to the Quran from today. If not, to show true appreciation of the gifts of Allah, just because it is Eid, who said we can't read Quran today? We should read even more Quran today to show Allah Ta'ala that we really appreciate His blessings. Dubai, aaj bhi Quran parenge, inshallah. Inshallah. Even if it's 2-3 lines, lekin rozana parna. I promise you, from today to the next Ramadan, every single day, read, even if it's one line or one verse or however much you can read, read something, but do it every single day. And I challenge you, by next Ramadan, you will become so habituated in reading the Quran that you will feel restless if you won't read the Quran. Karenge inshallah. Hamare paas 5 minute milega na Quran ke liye. اگرچہ ہم کو واٹس ایپ کے لیے سوشل میڈیا کے لیے ہمیں 2-3 گھنٹے ملتے ہیں لیکن قرآن کے لیے 5-10 منٹ ملے گا نا انشاءاللہ جزاک اللہ انشاءاللہ وی شل سٹارٹ
اللہ اکبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالإسلام. اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله المنعم المحسن الديان ذي الفضل والجود والإحسان ذي الكرم والمغفرة والامتنان. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل حين شاع الكفر في البلدان صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ما لمع القمران وتعاقب الملوان. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أما بعد، فاعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد لله عليكم فيه عوائد الإحسان ورجاء نيل الدرجات والعفو والغفران. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن لكل قوم عيدا وهذا عيدنا. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ف
فإذا كان يوم عيدهم يعني يوم فطرهم باها بهم ملائكته فقال يا ملائكتي ما جزاء أجير وفى عمله قالوا ربنا جزاؤه أن يوفى أجره قال ملائكتي عبيدي وإمائي قضوا فريضتي عليهم ثم خرجوا يعجون إلى الدعاء وعزتي وجلالي وكرمي وعلوي وارتفاع مكاني لأجيبنهم فيقول ارجعوا قد غفرت لكم وبدلت سيئاتكم حسنات قال فيرجعون مغفورا لهم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وهذا الذي ذكر في ذلك اليوم كان فضله وأما أحكامه من صدقة الفطر والصلاة والخطبة قد كتبناها في الخطبة التي قبل نعم بقيت المسألتان فنذكرهما الآن الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الأول قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر الثانية كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يكبر بين أضعاف الخطبة يكثر التكبير في خطبة العيدين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من زكاها قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى أقول قولي هذا فاستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وخاتم النبيين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اجعل آخر كلامنا من الدنيا شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. تعادلوا عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Eid Mubarak to everyone.